2, 1, begin transmission.
Chop, chop, chop. It's 1930 UTC. That means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yay. My name's Tobe. I'm your chairman. And what am I doing? I don't know. Why am I here? I don't know. So let's get this going. It's 1930 UTC. I think I said that already. My name's Tobe, etc. And here we are at Heron Haven once again. It's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm having just a great day wandering through here. Haven't seen anything yet. Lots of people enjoying the day. And I think I hear some children ahead of me on the path. Yes, I do. It's a busy day here at Heron Haven. I wasn't even going to come out here today, but I had to run a bunch of errands this morning. And I went to the library, and I went to the grocery store, and it was all I needed was some lemons and some limes and some tea and some meat, but the meat counter was 8 people wide and 6 people deep. And so after acquiring my lemons and my limes, I decided to just leave. So I'm fully stocked on citrus fruits. Always, always good. I'll be making lots of lemonade today. But I decided I would have to come here. I decided I needed to get out and walk around and get some exercise and see what was going on here in the sub pond. What's going on in the sub pond? Oh, there's frogs sitting on logs and nothing else going on. I'm looking for my snapper buddy who we've been seeing hanging out here a lot. I just stepped in a lot of poops. That's not good. That's okay. Alright, well, I guess we've got to go out onto the boardwalk then. See what's happening out here. See if we can't find us some snapper action. Or maybe some scratty action. Some scraction, so to speak. And where's our goslings? Oh God, there's another family out here with kids. At least these kids aren't screaming. Are we gonna spot anything today? I don't know. You know, it also occurs to me that it's way too warm. Now that I'm out here in the direct sun, I'm starting to realize that this is probably not a good idea. No, it's not. My back is starting to burn. Ow, yeah, okay. This was real fun, but we're turning around. We are turning around. Ow. This is not good. Yeah, I should have stayed home. Should have stayed home and worked on various projects. Like making lemonade or working on any number of other projects like that game that I really need to do something about. What did I just hear something go flipping flopping around in there? Was that a bird? Was that a dude? We may never know. And over here is a bird, and it's a blue jay. Look at him flying around. He looks so nice. Oh, what do I need to work on? What do I feel like working on indoors? I don't know. I guess I could work on Bun Bun Sumo. We really need to get that going, but I've been having too much fun hanging outside. But if it's getting to be too hot for me to be out, looks like we're going to have to get it together a little bit faster than I thought we might. So, maybe we could do that. What else was I working on? Seems like there was something else. I had a good time last night. There was an Australian rules football game on. Collingswood versus Carlton. And is Joy up here mowing? Yes. Yes, she is. It's happy run the lawnmower day. Woohoo. You are now. As I walked by, she asked if she was on my radio show. And I said, you are now. Because that's what we need. Lawnmower sound effects. Yeah, I don't want to say she's mowing the trail, because the trail is obviously little bits of rock. But she's mowing the edges of the path. Ground cover grows up pretty quickly at this time of year, so all that's got to be chopped down and blah blah blah. I guess that's the easiest way to do it. Just run a lawnmower. Oh, I see frogs crawling and swimming around in the dragonfly pond. Look at all those froggies. Oh, that's so nice. Frogs are your best amphibian entertainment value if you can't find snappers. If you don't have any snappers in your neighborhood, just find some frogs. All right, here we are back at my car. Let's go home. Good thing it'll only take 3 seconds to get there. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are back in my lovely home. And being as I'm a little warm and starting to kind of freak out a little bit, but not entirely, I think it's time to get in the bathtub. Nice cool bath. And as we enter the bathroom, we find that, oh, look at this. The bathtub is already starting to fill up. It's almost like magic. Let's get into this. Oh, nice and cold. Yeah. Okay, so. I've also got me a big cup of lemonade. Oh, it's so delicious. Yes, I did in fact squeeze this lemonade yesterday. A couple lemons, a couple limes, a cup of sugar, and half a gallon of water. And bingo, we have lemonade. Okay. Ooh, boy. Okay, so as I sit here in this cold bathtub, I just accidentally dumped one of my boats into the water. Stay over there, boats. There we go. I'm gonna lean back here. This is gonna be a shock. Whoa! Oh, daddy! Okay. Time to start adding a little bit of warm water. What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. Where are our goslings? You know, in the last couple of days at Harrenhaven, we have seen two groups of goslings. of about half a dozen each, but I haven't seen them in a couple of days. And what does that all mean? It only means one of a couple different things. The goose families with the goslings might be hiding in the little lagoons and finger lakes that we can't get to. But it's not like they would stay there for days on end. You know, they move around. They'd be moving. And so I'm wondering if they left Harrenhaven. And that it's possible. It happens. They might have gone over to the golf course, because there's a couple of ponds at the golf course. And I suppose they could have gone down into the creek, because geese will go down there, but I don't know if they would go down there with babies, because the current in the creek can be pretty fast, etc., etc. The other option is that they might have made it all the way to MUD, and this does happen from time to time. About a mile north of Harrenhaven is an MUD complex. Now, MUD is the Metropolitan Utilities District, similar to OPPD. OPPD is for electricity. MUD is for gas and water. And they have a big, what I can only assume is a gas reservoir, a mile north of Harrenhaven. And it's a big complex on this hill and everything. But there's this pond there. And the pond is in a real nice sort of protected area that you can't see from the road. And you can't get to it because MUD is all fenced off. And it's a high security area, etc., etc. And so you can't... You can drive by, but you can't see the pond. But you can see geese who are hanging around if they're close enough. So I'm beginning to wonder if they went there. And now, it's not exactly easy to get to if you're a goose walking. And you do have to cross another major road. You have to cross Fort Street to get there, but I have seen geese and goslings crossing that street before, so, you know, it's possible. I would almost drive by there to see if they're, but they're so impossible to find around there. All right. This tub is starting to get full. Do I need to start being concerned about water levels here? Almost. Where's that lemonade? Here it is. So good. So lemony. And so limey. It's delicious. Okay, well, I'm starting to feel a little bit better. I should probably try to incorporate a little more warm water here. See, the trick to doing this is to... How do I explain it? I can't just sit into perfectly cold water, because even though it feels good at first, it will aggravate my condition further. And so what I have to do is start in cold water, and then before that starts to bother me, I have to bring up the temperature of the water until it's, you know, about body temp, about 98 degrees, and we're just about there. So I'm going to turn the water off. Whew, okay. So I'm in slightly better shape now. Woohoo! Oh, I had a fun night last night. what did I do? Well, I had to do a bunch of stuff. Okay, where do I start? First of all, I had to go to the post office. I filled out some forms and did a bunch of paperwork, and I needed to mail some stuff. And so it was, it was a little bit warm, right? So I didn't want to do anything until it got dark. I didn't want to go back outside until it was cooler than it was. And so finally at about 8:30 or 9 o'clock or 9:30, sometime around there, it was cool enough that I felt like I could go outside safely. And so I drove up to the post office and back. It's not very far. And I did see a bunch of bunnies. I saw a bunch of rabbits running around, and I thought, all right, it's bun season. It's going to soon be warm enough at night to go out, that we can go out on nocturnal bun patrol. Nocturnal bun patrol. And if you are a new listener to this show and you're not familiar with the concept of nocturnal bun patrol, that's a show where I go out in the middle of the night, usually around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and we go walking around the block looking for rabbits. And we often spot quite a few, along with other dudes. Sometimes we see raccoons and possums also. So that's always fun. And I was watching the Weather Channel. It's supposed to get hotter. It's supposed to get warmer and warmer and warmer, and I'm not excited about it. Next couple days, it's supposed to hit 80 degrees or higher. Ooh. But then it's going to rain again. And so I figure if we have high temperatures, I'm staying indoors. And if it rains too much, I'm staying indoors. And so we're probably going to have a few days of got to stay indoors, and we cannot go to Heron Haven. We cannot go out looking for dudes. And so we're going to have to get Bun Bun Sumo together. Yes, I realize I've been talking about it for like 2 weeks. But if this is the first you're hearing of it, Bun Bun Sumo is coming. Bun Bun Sumo is a sumo wrestling tournament for wind-up bunny rabbit toys that were on sale after Easter. So I bought a few. And we're going to wrestle them. They are going to be the proxies of everyone who wants to enter this tournament. So if you want to be in this tournament and play Bun Bun Sumo, you can do that. It's very simple to register. We are in pre-registration now. All you need to do is email me, tobe@sdf.org. That's Tobe, Tango Oscar Bravo, at SDF, Sierra Delta Foxtrot, .org, Oscar Romeo Golf. And that will get an email to me. And all you need to say in that email is, sign me up for Bun Bun Sumo. And eventually, I will make an official announcement on the bulletin board so other people can register, and you will find out when all of this is going to start and when we're going to, you know, get this Bun Bun Sumo action happening. I still got some work to do. I've got to make a little ring for these bunnies to wrestle in. So I've been lazy. I've been spending all my time outdoors at Heron Haven looking for baby ducks and baby geese and all kinds of other babies. Gonna have baby marmots soon. That's gonna happen real soon. So we gotta start looking out for baby motts too. All right, well, I think I'm going to sit in this tub for a few more minutes and then get out. So meet me downstairs in the studio in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And we're back in the studio after a little musical interlude there. So, hooray. And as I sit here in this studio and I look at my calendar, I've got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. Damn, at 2:30. Oh. So maybe I'm not doing anything tomorrow either. I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
The other good news lately is that a lot of people at Heron Haven are now aware of this show, the Dubious Goals Committee. And for some reason, you know, why is it now catching on? I don't know, but where am I going with this? Oh yeah, it's possible that we might see a bump in listenership just because I've been handing out a lot of these pseudo business cards, and I think Bruce told me that he was going to try to get this information into the Heron Haven newsletter, and so yay, we'll have some Heron Haven fans listening to the show. I don't know if this is going to produce a bump in membership of SDF, the Super Dimension Fortress, but I guess we can find out. Some people who are going to be listening to this will probably get curious as to all the other bizarre references, like SDF, SDF. And maybe we'll see some new users. I don't know. It's possible. Weirder stuff has happened. In marmot news, well, we haven't seen very many marmots lately, have we? No, we haven't. How long has it been since we've seen a marmot? Like a week? Has it been that long? It's possible. And the reason that we're not seeing marmots right now is we're in that funny dead time. This happens every year, and I think I know why. What happens is, you know, I end up start going out looking for marmots in March, April, and I will see them. I will find them all over the place, right? You listen to this show, you know how many times we're running into marmots. And then, towards the end of April and the beginning of May, we go through this period of a couple of weeks where we tend not to find any. And I used to wonder why this was. You know, like, how come I'm not seeing any marmots at Heron Haven? And I know there's some there. We heard one whistling 2 days ago, 3 days ago, whatever. And, or maybe that was last week. When was that? Yeah, if you're wondering what I'm talking about, let's see. I'll check my calendar here. That was last Saturday. So if you go to the archive and listen to the episode of the Dubious Goals Committee that aired on May 6th, 2017, you will be able to hear a marmot whistling. And yeah, it's pretty awesome. Now, my theory as to why we're not seeing marmots at this time of year is because the females are gestating. Yeah, they're cooking up babies. And one thing I do know from reading about marmots is that when a pregnant female is in fact gestating, she doesn't leave the den. She just stays in there for however long it takes to, you know, cook up some baby marmots, which is about a month. I used to know it's something like 33 days or 32 days or 37 days or something like that. I can't remember, but it's about a month. And so I have a feeling that, you know, once the early spring starts, like mid-April around then, I think that's when they start getting pregnant. And that's why we don't see them for a month. And then, you know, coming up here pretty soon, towards the third and fourth week of May, we will start seeing babies and we will start seeing more marmots again. And I don't know where all the males are. Some of the mates are often in the dens, and I will see two marmots in dens every once in a while. But I think it's the males that go out foraging and bring back food, so I don't know why we're... That's my theory. That's my theory as to why we're not seeing as many mots. And I'm not sure when these males are out foraging, but you know what we need to do is we need to go out to the secret mushroom grounds and look in that creek for marmots. Because, you know, there's a denser population of marmots over there. And again, that's about, oh, it's in the same river valley. It's in the Papio Valley. And it's oddly enough, not too far away from that MUD substation or whatever they're called that I was talking about earlier. All these areas are right around 120th and Fort. That's because the creek, the Papio Creek, kind of comes in at an angle and it runs parallel to 120th Street there for a while. And so we're in the Papio Valley. And that's where we're seeing all these herons. That heron tree is out there on 120th Street. And the MUD pond is out there. And the secret mushroom ground is out there. And part of Tranquility Park is out there. And oh, lots of dudes. So maybe when we're not playing Bun Bun Sumo, maybe we'll have to head out to the secret mushroom grounds and see if we can't spot some motts in the pit of despair and other places. Gotta find us some motties. I can't wait for babies. I can't wait to find more baby motts because they're the cutest. Is it hot in here? Is it warm in here? Am I gonna have to turn on the air conditioner? Oh, I hope not. Anyway, what am I gonna eat today? Oh, who knows? Maybe I'll make some tacos. Jeez. Do I want to eat hot food today? But I don't want to go out and go to the store because then I'll get hot again. What to do? Oh, I know what to do. Maybe we need to take another sip of this delicious lemonade. Oh, it's so good. Oh. When was the last time you had some good lemonade? I know, right? So you probably need to go to the store and buy some lemons. Yeah. Get some lemons. Get a lime or two, start squeezing. And, you know, that makes me think of something else. So here I am yesterday, squeezing limes and lemons and hurting my hands. And, you know, after you squeeze about three or four of these, you're like, ow. Don't I need some kind of power tool for this? And, yes, of course, I could go out and buy a juicer or something like that. But, yeah, that's not going to happen. Let's face it. And I realized what I want is an attachment for a power tool that I already have. You know, I already have drills and I already have, you know, electric screwdrivers. What I want is some kind of juicing cone that is on a shaft that I can then put into the chuck of a drill. And that way I can, pardon me, and that way I can just plug in my drill and just go on the lemons, and it will be faster and it will save my hands. And I am imagining something like the polishing cones that you can get if you're waxing and polishing your car. You know, it's shaped like a cone, but it's a brush, right? But I don't want a brush. What I need is like a hard plastic short ogive cone, like a 1-to-1 ratio ogive cone on a 1/4-inch metal shaft that I can then chuck up into a drill. And why am I not making something like this? Could I make something like this? Do I even have the materials to do so? I've got a lot of epoxy. I just need some kind of cone-like juicing thing. And then I could set something up, you know, fill it with epoxy and then put the shaft in, let that cure. I don't know. Stay tuned for potential lemonade inventions on further episodes of this show. What show is this? This has been the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and it's time for me to leave. So have a good one. Tune in tomorrow. I'm out. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.